Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Jen. I was looking over my credit card account, and somehow I have a charge from Fresh Air Welfare.
Okay, let me see how I can assist you with that. Give me one moment. See if you have an account with
Sure.
us. May I have your zip code, please, sir?
08215.
Did you say 08215?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Your first and last name?
Calvin Kidd.
Calvin Kidd.
Or
Okay,
Susan Kidd.
okay, one moment. I'm looking under your name first. Does she spell her name Susan?
Yes, you asked. Yes.
And Kidd with two D's, D as in
Yes.
David, D as in David. Okay. Thank
Yes.
you for that, sir. We'll try under her name next. Okay, if you could verify her shipping, her mailing address for me, please, sir, so I can make sure I pulled up the correct account.
Okay. You want to refresh the shipping address?
Yeah. Please. Yes,
28
please.
Mo yes. 28 Mullica Way, Egg Harbor City, New Jersey, 08215.
Okay. Okay, let me explain what this was. Okay, did you enter a sweepstakes or did she enter a sweepstakes for a chance to win an iPad, a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking is because when you're entering a sweepstakes, the terms and conditions stated that it terms and conditions states that it's going to automatically enroll you in a meal plan that costs $59.89. And it's a monthly charge. It's just an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And I can offer to bring the monthly rate to $20 to stay.
No.
Okay. I can offer you a. Oh, never mind. Due to the terms and conditions, I'm not able to issue you a refund of any kind. I do apologize for that.
Now, we're being charged on something that we did not order.
Yes, I do understand that, but unfortunately, due to the terms and conditions, I cannot override them and issue you a refund. I do apologize for that.
So I just have to swallow $60, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that you put it like that, but
That's what I'm doing,
yeah.
because neither one of it wasn't it was it in my name or my wife's name? I
Yes, sir.
that's where I'd like to know
So if
who
y'all do,
how
I can
how
track
I
the bill.
can, because if you can't find it under either one of our names.
I found it under your wife's name, not yours,
My
but your
wife's
wife's name. Yeah.
name. Now she doesn't even use this card. That's the worst part about it. I'm the one that uses the card.
What I can do is transfer you to our fraud department. That's the best I could do.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay, I can
Yeah,
do
because
that
I
for you.
don't know how we can, we didn't, try to enter some kind of contest or anything. That's
Yes,
what you're saying. That's what it
yeah,
is.
that's what it is. And then they automatically enrolled you in a meal plan when you did that. But you said you never did this.
No, in a meal plan?
Yes, sir.
No, we don't get any meal plans. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's crazy.
One moment.
And that would that the charge was in 20, it looks like February the 21st.
I'll go back to it. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was under your wife's name.
Because really, what gets me is because that day we were flying from Texas to New Jersey.
Wow. So
Okay.
if people have too much time on their hands, they really do.
No, that's
It's
crazy.
just crazy.
Because I'm looking at the receipt, and it's the same day we came back from Texas, and we flew all day long that day. We got in at midnight on the 21st, and I paid to get out of parking at the airport.
Yeah. So you remember that day like it was yesterday. This happened on
Yeah.
February 21st,
Well,
2022. That's how you definitely know you didn't do
yeah.
this, because you knew exactly
No.
where you were, what you were doing, what time you did this. So I was
Right.
like, no, no, sir. No,
Right.
ma'am. Did not do
You
this.
know? No.
Yeah. Only thing they didn't do is have the time on here, but just the date. Yes, sir. But I'm going to
Yes.
transfer you to our fraud department since you said you
Okay.
nor your wife, did this.
Right.
So I want to say, oh, your cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready to write it down. I got to give that to you before I transfer you over to them.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, your cancellation number is 920-44-8787.
Okay. 920-448787.
Yes, sir. I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. My name is Kim. I'm going to say thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy your day.
You too now, Kim. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
much for looking
Oh,
for me. Thank you.
you're welcome. My pleasure. And take care. And don't hang up, though, because I'm transferring you to the fraud department.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right.